Okay. I guess we will start where we started this last few days, and then review that, and then we'll worry about it and go back, maybe have time, we'll see. Tanya. Daf Yudalad Amid Beis on top. Let me lower the volume.
Let me call in and that'll stop the music.
Tanya. If somebody makes a neder b'tayra, it doesn't count. Now, here neder doesn't mean neder. Neder means shvua. And as the Rush points out, and the Ran says that sometimes the Gemara will use the word neder for shvua. It means he swore by the Torah. It doesn't count because we say he meant the parchment, not the names of Hashem in the Torah. But Mesha Kasaba, he says what's written in the Torah, that refers to the writing of the Torah, which includes names of Hashem. Dvar of Kayamim, that is an effective Shua. Bob Ameshakas above, he says both. Dvar of Kayamim, again, it's an effective Shua. Tani Bameshakas above, Dvar of Kayamim. So Bob Ameshakas above, Tzarek Lameymar. If it says Bameshakas above, Dvar of Kayamim, do you have to say by Bob Ameshakas above? Isn't that an obvious thing? That Bob Ameshakas above is not going to be worse than Bameshakas above? Amar of Nachman, Laikasha. Hod the Machsa Raisa Ara, Hod the Nakhle Biyadai. It depends where the Sefer Torah is. I don't know if people know about today's Shia, I don't know how, if I even farce it. If you could send out a text that tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is 5:50 instead of 6 o'clock. Okay, you don't have to send it out now, but if you could send out that text, it would be very helpful because people don't know when the Shia is. Just I don't know what time Sleepless is here. But
Already this morning, I didn't know what was going on.
I thought I announced it last week, okay, but it could be I only said it once. Anyway, so you didn't know it was 6:10 either? I thought I announced it.
I didn't either. I thought Dr. Rizzo last night.
What?
I found out last night when I...
Okay, my mistake. Baba Machikasaba Dwarf Kayaman. So again, I'm Rav Nachman, Lord Kasha. Had the machzeh raisa ara, had the nakat lebiyadei. It depends where the Torah is. Machzal ara daitag vili. If it's on the ground, then he says ba. I'm sorry, he says ma mecha kasaba by itself. Then we say he means in what the Torah is written, not what is written in it, but what it is written on, because he's not holding the sefer Torah. So therefore, we say ma mecha kasaba is referring to the parchment. If he's holding it in his hand, then then he means the names of Hashem. So what happens is, again, if he says so then for sure B'meshekasaba means the names of Hashem, because Ba takes care of the parchment. But if he just says B'meshekasaba, then it depends where the Sefer Torah is. If he's holding it in his hand, so B'meshekasaba is written in the Sefer Torah. If it's on the ground, so B'meshekasaba means what it's written on, and that would not be a good shvuah. So that's why the Mishnah mentions both cases. The Braisa mentions both cases. It mentions B'meshekasaba to tell me that if he's holding it in his hand, that itself is enough to say that he meant the names of Hashem in the Sefer Torah. But if he doesn't hold it in his hand, then you need the next case, that he says Baal B'meshekasaba. If he says B'meshekasaba by itself, it would not be, it would mean the parchment. That's what the first answer is. The Rush is Girsa in the second answer. Remember, we said the Rush only has two answers. B'bai Yisema, I'm reading the Rush inside the Girsa. B'bai Yisema, Reisha de Machsa Ara. The Reisha is talking about on the ground. And the Kamash Malan, the Afagav de Machsa Ara of Amab Meshekasaba, Mahani. Unlike the first answer, this is saying no. Meshekasaba works even if it's on the ground. Because we would not make the mistake, or we would not interpret, I shouldn't say make the mistake, we would not interpret Meshekasaba mean the parchment. We would interpret it to mean what's written in the Sefer Torah. Sefer, the Nakat law. And Sefer is that he's holding it. And there, even though he only said, Avagavli Amar Labah, command Amr Meshakasaba. If he's holding it, even if he says ba, it doesn't mean the parchment, it means the Sheamus. So again, the first teretz held that if you're not holding it, even Meshakasaba doesn't work. The only time it works Meshakasaba is if you're holding it. But if it's not holding it, you need two things, ba Meshakasaba. Second teretz says no. Meshakasaba works all the time. It works even if the Sefer Torah is on the ground. If you're holding it, you don't need Bameshik HaSaba. Even Ba means what's in it. That's what the second Teretz holds. And the words Ba Bameshik HaSaba, the Rush offers two translations. Either the Braisa means Ba or Bameshik HaSaba, or the Braisa means if you say Ba, it's like Bameshik HaSaba. Either way, it's the same shot. The Ba by itself works if you're holding it in your hand. That is what the Rush learns in the second Eretz. So there's two different terutzim of the Gemara, but two different maskamas of what works and what doesn't work. So according to the second Eretz, again, let me explain. If it's on the ground, the Meshakasaba works. And if it's in his hand, even Ba works by itself. Right. That is what the Rush learns. He does not learn a third Eretz, so that takes us straight up to the Mishnah. Kainim Shani Yashan, Shani Medaber, Shani Mahalach. Person bends that he will sleep or speak or walk. And again, it has to be that he said, my mouth from speaking. So if not, it's a davar shein b'mamish. And the Gemara at this point does not understand that the Mishnah is talking about a davar shein b'mamish. That's going to be one of the answers in the Gemara, but that's not one at the beginning. The Gemara understood that he did it in the way it works. Pimi davar imach, right? Einai, whatever it is. How do you say your body won't sleep, I guess.
Again, and the idea of it's a shvua we're saying?
No, it's a neder.
It's on the thing. If it's on the eye, it's on the thing.
So, again, the word say shani, this is big shayla in the Rishayim throughout this Masechta. So many times the Gemara writes a neder and uses an expression of shvua.
Right.
So some Rishayim bring a ride from here that neder shama belash and shvua works as a neder. The pshat is, even though he used the wrong terminology, works as an, he said kainam. Kainam is a neder.
Right.
So by saying kainam, he meant neder. But he expressed himself in a shvua form. So this is a big machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim learn throughout this whole masechta. We have this many times that really he said it in a lashon shvua. And the Mishnah is teaching me that even if you express it wrong, but if you say you meant kainam, it works as a neder. And some Rishayim say, it doesn't mean the way the Mishnah expressed it. The Mishnah used kainim to tell me we mean neder, and understand on your own that it has to be expressed in the Lashon neder, even though the Mishnah chose a different Lashon. This is a Machlokes Rishayim, it's called neder shamar b'lashon shvua, or shvua shamar b'lashon neder. What if a guy says, shvua shekikr zeh asur alai? He said, kikr zeh asur alai, that's neder. But he said shvua. So this is a big machlokes rishayim. The truth is, I should have probably mentioned it before. On Beis of Beis, the Ran brings different opinions in the rishayim about this matter.
But if this was a shvua, we wouldn't have a question or problem if it's on the Lord.
Exactly, because shvua is on the person and he exists. Kainim shani yashin shani medaber shani mehalach. Ha'emer le'ishtai, it's supposed to be. Kainim shani meshamshech. Ha'rezeh b'lo yachul dvorei. What time they say slichas here, Baruch Moshe?
Seven,
okay. Shani meshamshech. Ha'rezeh b'lo yachul dvorei. That is over b'al yachul. Zog to Gemara Vait.
B'al yachul is
a lav in the Torah.
It's different than shvua shav, right?
There's a, 1 minute. Shvua has its own lav. Shvua shav has its own lav for making it. V'sisa shem Hashem elokecha l'shav.
V'yinaka. I understand, but what I'm saying is that when a person makes a shvua,
is he also ever by Yahu? Yes.
Oh yeah, both?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But neder is only by Yahu, does not have the lav of shvua shav.
Now, did the shvua shav only is a law with Hashem's name?
That's a machlokes rishonim. Does a shvuah need the mentioning of Hashem's name? Some rishonim say yes, and some rishonim say not. And right, some rishonim say not.
But what I'm saying, it's not. Well, why should it be worse than Bal Yaakov?
Because he made it on himself. It's not a shvuah. Neder is when you do it on the item.
I understand that, but I'm saying, but why would you have? According to those that say you don't need Hashem's name to have it, why would you have two? Why would you have two isurim?
Many times the Torah puts two isurim on something. Guy eats a sheretz, he's over five loves.
But I'm saying, but a person makes a koinam and he doesn't keep it, he's over bal yachah. We never say he's over shvur shav.
Because he didn't swear.
Kumash inkin here, because he swore, he's.
It's an extra love. It's an extra love.
That bal yachah have. A shvuah on that same pasuk also. Bal Yaakov, is that?
Yes, it says Ishki yidin neder l'Hashem ayishav a shvuah lesser Yisrael nafshay l'yachol dvarei k'chol ayitz mepiv yasa. No. It's. I mean, I'm really not fasting, but I'm not going to drink in public. Say it, Mar. Dr. Gemara. Meaning the Torah says beferish l'yachol and shvuah. There's an extra love. Which, by the way, the way Rashi learns in Chumash includes two lavin. One is on Shua Sheker and one is on Shua Shav. Shua Sheker is the guy swears he'll eat and he doesn't eat. That's a Shua in the future. It's a lie. He didn't keep his Shua. Or he swears that he ate and he didn't eat. It was a lie to begin with. Shua Shav is. If he swears something that's meaningless, I won't sleep for a week. Right? Or I'll never eat again in my life. Those are shvuah shavs. They're not chow at all, but it's a law for making that.
Malkin also.
Right, B'yashim Malta. That's that Gemara, 100%. That's that Gemara. If my kind of man, Mishina, Yam, Mishin, Lamachar. Guy bans himself and sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. That means tomorrow is the condition. And today is the Isser. He doesn't keep the condition retroactively of Yehovah Bal Yaakov. And Rabbi Kohn asked the question, why is it in Asra Safik? And I didn't look it up. I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav, Al Yishin Ayayim Shem Yishin Lamachar. We don't trust him on the keeping conditions. And therefore, if he asks us, we tell him, it's a good idea not to sleep today, because we don't trust you for tomorrow, you'll be Yehovah Bal Yaakov. Rav Nachman Amar Yishin Ayayim Shem Yishin Lamachar. Lamachar. Rav Nachman says, there's no reason to suspect that he won't keep the condition. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if he says, I ban myself and sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. So tomorrow is the Isser, and today is the condition. So then we trust him, because even if he sleeps today, because he's going to be careful. Tomorrow is the Isser. And when it comes to Isser, people are extra careful. When don't we trust people to be careful by Tanai? I will be Isser and Mizr. By Isser, we trust them. Tanai. We learned in our Mishnah. Person bans his sleep, he's walking, and he's speaking. Frank the Gemara. Now the Gemara is trying to understand the case first. Then we'll talk about what's the chiddush of the case. Hey Chidam, Shani Yashan Miyavin Nidra. Shani Yashan doesn't work. It's a davar shein b'mamish. So how could the Mishnah say you're over by Yachol? But now, chayim b'shvuah shashvuah schalas adavir sheyesh b'mamish adavir sheyem b'mamish. Shvuah is chal on a non-tangible because he is tangible, and the shvuah bans him who is tangible. But they give a nedar. Nedarim are not chal because nedarim only go on tangible. V'shvuah shina adavir sheyem b'mamishu, and sleep is non-tangible. Elu diyamar kain made a b'shina. Teretz says he talked about the item of sleep. Now, what did he say? He's banning his eyes from sleep. How long? If he didn't give a shir, the netter is not chal. We don't wait for him to go to sleep. He's not going to get malchus, because the halacha of shvuah shav is only by shvuah. If a person makes a netter that's impossible, he's doing something wrong. it's usher to do, but there's no malchus. Because the Torah only wrote Shavuot Shav, never wrote a Parsha of Neder Shav. But obviously the Torah doesn't want people banning things that can't work, because the Torah doesn't want you using that. But it's not, there's a difference. By Shavuot Shav he gets malchus. By Neder Shav he does not get malchus. But either way, Mishav Kinen Lei, it's not chal at all. Bar-Yachal wouldn't apply. We wouldn't say if he sleeps. Doesn't make a difference. He's not chal at all. Person who swears not to sleep 3 days, it's an impossibility to go 72 hours without sleep. And therefore, he violates Shavuot Shav right away. And there's no reason to wait. Give him malchus.
This is not a shav, though. It's a neder.
Neder is also shav. There's no mal. There's no layachol.
But he just said he got malchus.
By shvuah.
But we're not talking about a shvuah.
That's why the Mishnah can't mean this. The Mishnah can't mean that he banned sleep forever, because there would be no layachol.
Only by shvuah.
By shvuah, there's a halacha called shvuah shav. By neder, now the Mishnah sounds like when he sleeps, he violates it. He's not violating anything because the neder never counted.
But he wouldn't get lashes for this. He wouldn't get.
There is no parsha of neder shav, correct?
So there's no yachol because there's no neder. That's
correct. You can't translate the Mishnah that he violates the Yachol when he made the Neder. First of all, you can't translate the Mishnah that way, because the rest of the cases, like Shani Misham Sheikh, is not a Neder Shav. Right? So when the Mishnah says Harzal Yachol Devarai, the Mishnah doesn't mean when he says it. Again, let me step back. The way you're translating it, and it's correct, is the Neder is never Chal, so he can't be Ever by Yachol when he says it. But the Mishnah is not talking about when he says it, because the Mishnah includes cases that are possible. And the Mishnah says he violates Bayachol in those cases. And in those cases, Bayachol would be when he transgresses it.
I mean, from an inference we're making this? From an inference?
We're trying to figure out what the Mishnah means by Kaidim Shani Yashon. What is the Chiddush?
What's the case?
What's the case in order to be a Chiddush? Kaina Mani Bishina Yayim is not a Chiddush. So it must be he's asking it ever. The answer is it's never Chal. That can't be the case of the Mishnah.
I'm struggling why Rabbi Yochanan brings in an O. We're not talking about a Shvuah.
We're proving from Rabbi Yochanan that impossible things don't ever take effect.
By a Neder, I don't know. By Shvuah it doesn't take effect. By Neder.
Why doesn't it take effect by Shvuah? So maybe it takes effect and he violates it when he goes to sleep.
It's not binding at all. That's
what we're proving. Where did he know this from?
From a case of a shvuah.
Again, the Torah never wrote shvuah has to be able to be done.
Okay.
So maybe if you're right that by neder it should be chal, why isn't shvuah chal? That the translation of a shvuah means it's possible to do. He says that logically. There's no pasuk by shvuah.
Must be.
That's logic.
Well, he's saying that if you make something that's impossible, it can't be chal. You can't bind yourself to an impossibility.
Okay.
So the same is true by neder. So it must be there's a chiddush that he must have said that tomorrow is us if I sleep today. Right. It's no chiddush. There's no argument to say that we trust him that he won't sleep tomorrow. So why would the Mishnah tell me that if it's not even a chiddush? In order to make a chiddush, we're saying it's the case of the machloikus of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman, and the Mishnah is telling me like Rav Nachman. If we're telling him not to go to sleep today, he won't be over Bal Yachol. And Allah deny him. Must be we let him go to sleep. Alma Isa deny him. Terence is the Mishnah saying he can sleep today, and we trust him that he won't sleep tomorrow, even though it's only a condition. Tufted Rav Yehuda, That the Gemara can cut it in nine. The Mishnah never said go to sleep today. The Mishnah said if you slept today, you'll be Rabbi Yahu. Ravina Amar, and Ravina goes back to the first question. What's the case of the Mishnah? It's a Darvish Ein by Mamish. That was the question that led us in to find the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Because our problem was the Mishnah can't mean as written because it's a Darvish Ein by Mamish. So we had to say, he said it's eyes and sleep. Then it's no Chiddush. So Ravina, it is a Chiddush because he didn't say eyes and sleep. He said he banned sleep.
Mamish
bans sleep from himself.
So what's the kiddush?
That you can have a nether of aim by mamish, and even though it's not chal biblically, the Mishnah is telling me you're ever rabbinic yoyachol devaray. Ravina amar vaylam kedikani. My bar yachol midrabanon. It's a rabbinic bar yachol. In fact, the Gemara miika bar yachol midrabanon. Is there such a thing? In you can have rabbinic things that we call bar yachol. It's not the biblical lo yachol dvarai, but the Rabbanan said we expand it, that you're violating you're breaking your word on things that biblically are not nadarim. It's a rabbinic iser. You won't get malchus. If people are makabul and iser, you're not allowed to tell them it's mutter. They said it's this usser. They didn't make a nether. They're not a gisser. Teretz says Rabbanan expanded Layacho that they're not a gisser without a nether. They said, let's be machmer on this. There's a rabbinic bayacho.
Layacho on who?
On the people that violated. Nachayim nagu bayisser. So you can't tell them that they can break it. Because if they break it, they'll be either rabbinic by Yahoo.
Oh, I mean, first of all, it's wrong for people to.
Don't tell them it's mutter. You're wrong. Don't paskin for them that it's mutter. That's what it's saying, because they'll be violating the Yahoo Rabbanon. That's what it's saying. Now, I just want to point out that this is only if they knew it was mutter and they were Nayagisser. But if they thought it was us and now found out that they're wrong, then it's not halacha, that it was a mistake. If people think you're not allowed to eat, I don't know, we'll make up a food, rice. You can tell them they're allowed to eat rice. Why can't they eat rice? Nothing wrong with rice. But let's say they know rice is mutter, and for some reason they're a makabel chumra. Now, not every minig is a minig. I made up a minig that's probably not a minig. So halacha is, you can't tell them they can eat rice. I'm just, again, rice is a bad example. But I was trying to avoid controversy.
This concept of being chal on Dover Shembo Mamish, rabbinically, not everyone, the phrase,
but
it's not, that's just a concept.
Right, Ravina introduced that concept. We paskin that way. Everybody have a wonderful day. 10 to 6 tomorrow. Please send it out.
To start conference recording, press 1.
I never recorded it.
But I did.
Okay. Yankee did.